Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 195. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Almost Turkey Day.
On this rainy Wednesday evening.
Eating holiday tomorrow.
It is almost Turkey Day.
When this drops, we'll be inching close to Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do this a lot. Talk about the past.
I know. Yeah. Hey, we're the ghost of Christmas past.
When you're
past.
Listening to this.
it kind of gives people an idea.
Yeah, perspective.
Truly
when
the ghost
we recorded
of
it.
Christmas
yeah.
past. Creepy past.
It was a rainy night.
It is a rainy night. And
November.
It's cold. It's very cold.
27th. Or
we set the stage.
Yeah, it is 27th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's correct. It's a late Thanksgiving. This is like
yeah.
a late,
yeah.
late
for these are the goofy ones.
Yeah, that's all right.
I don't know about you guys, but I think this month has gone very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought October went very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe December will go very fast and January and February, and then it's springtime. And all's good.
You want to hear something funny? Somebody
yeah, right.
A girl I used to work with 2 hospitals ago, she posted, hey, next month, you know, be prepared. There's like 5 weeks and there's an extra pay period and there's this and that and the other. I don't know. And, you know, so, you know, our luck's coming or whatever. And somebody put, this is from 2013. I was like, she goes, oh, yeah. Sorry.
2013.
I was like,
look at a calendar.
I thought that was funny. Like, who's
only
still
11 years behind?
Still dragging that stuff around.
Oh, so, yeah, it is a wet Wednesday night. But you know what? We travel. We do it. Doesn't matter. Snow, rain, mm-hmm. sunshine.
We're like the mailman and male
right.
male persons, male woman.
That's right.
Male women. The other thing I noticed was all the decorations coming in. They were not that long ago yeah. Halloween, and now it's Christmas. It's like
mm-hmm.
doesn't make sense to me. No, I don't.
We have our Christmas decorations up, but we're like minimalistic this year.
I like it's that not, ornament.
What is it? Oh yeah. Pennywise.
My Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't
that's
from Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michael Myers with
we are styling.
Christmas lights
around him.
I don't think in real life he would do that.
Doesn't,
even though it's
well,
a fictional
I mean,
character.
If they're hanging up and he was trying to get through the backyard and got tangled up in them.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't your gremlin?
He's looking around like, what the heck's going on here?
Doesn't your gremlin have a Santa hat somewhere?
I don't.
Maybe
I don't
making,
think so.
I, may
I don't
make
think it does.
I'm making that up.
You're wishing so hard.
That's okay, Sean.
I think so.
That's all right. Mm-mm. Anything else going on in your lives?
Just busy.
Yeah,
busy.
Yeah, you had a busy day today.
Yeah, and I got another one. I'm working tomorrow and working Friday, and they want me to work Saturday. And Jenna's like, "No, tell him no." Even my boss, like, no, I can't ask you to do that. That's too much.
But can you?
But can you? Yeah. Like, he's like, just waiting. To, no, I can't.
That's normally my schedule. And I actually get 4 days off.
I know.
Yeah. I have 4 day weekend from my day job. But my stupid boss, my in the business, yeah, he won't let me off. He's a real jerk face, Nate.
He's a jerk face.
Yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
Turd. I'm going to tell all my patients that this is how much I care about you as I'm giving up part of my Thanksgiving. Just come see you. No, I'm not.
They better be thankful.
They better be very thankful. No, they're going to be thankful when I leave.
Yeah, it's true. I can taste pumpkin pie right now.
Yeah, mashed potatoes and gravy?
No, I really had it earlier this evening.
Yeah, you're like still stuck
so,
in your teeth.
Yeah, neighbor fixed fixed a pumpkin pie and gave us 2 slices. So
whipped
I
cream?
Had that before dinner.
Whipped cream?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ice cream? A la mode?
No.
No, you don't do it a la mode.
Well,
or just
we didn't have ice cream. Okay. She made it and brought over... And put whipped cream in there.
You okay. had it, I'll know.
Nobody,
I'll know.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. I was gonna say,
I like at least you got the whipped cream on there. I do like that.
Say if somebody's really short, they'd be Alanome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. And I'm glad you guys are having a good week. Mm-hmm. I'm having a pretty good week, I think. I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah.
If you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we bring it. We're here in the Mako studio. Where else would we want to be?
Nowhere. This is where we want to live.
Other than Hawaii.
That's my bed over there.
Somewhere nice.
Yeah,
right.
Somewhere that's beach. Like sunny, that's 85.
Fair. Haven't we tried 80? We've tried to podcast like that before, right?
Yeah.
Paradise.
So anyway, that is great. And where else would we want to be? Honestly, that's a valid question. And mm-hmm. I say nowhere.
Haunted location.
Now here.
That would be, okay, Nate, that would be, mm-hmm. yeah.
Nowhere.
The Monroe House.
Now here.
With demons.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, glad the creepies can join us. Sean, do we have a sponsor for this episode?
We certainly do. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creatured Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm, for that sponsorship. Micah, we appreciate it.
We do. We're very mm-hmm. thankful, right?
We are thankful. Thank you, Micah, because we are thankful.
It's a fine, fine product. I enjoy it.
What are you going to be using tomorrow for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Well, sandalwood.
you don't know which one.
I can't remember. I think the one I have is like Nocturnal Eclipse, I think.
Nocturnal Eclipse.
But then I can't Whoa. Remember what the other one is because I haven't really used that one.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's the one you use then.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds
naughty. I'm telling you, Nate.
Sounds
that's
a little
the one.
Naughty.
Nocturnal Eclipse.
That's awesome. The names are great. Nocturnal Eclipse.
I believe that is.
Maybe I'm the naughty one. I don't know.
I might get an email later saying you
idiot. Not even close to
yeah, it. I'm not even
but you know what
riff on that
if it's not that's a great name for her.
He's like I think I'll use that.
Yeah, Mike is gonna go, you know what,
those idiots, they are brilliant sometimes.
Nate's
got or they're
great
just
idea.
Idiots
they're nocturnal
butchering my stuff up.
Well, thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm, as always. And oh, looky here, it's dad joke time. Todd's dad joke of the show. Guys, my doctor told me that I was suffering from paranoia. Do you know that?
No.
Well, he actually did not say that, but I could tell that's what he was thinking.
I don't know what he's talking about.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
See, Nate, he says I'm...
I think I suffer from that.
He didn't really say it, but I could tell.
Yeah.
I might be a little paranoid. That is, and you're welcome, of course, mm-hmm. that is Todd's dad joke of the show. Love that one. I hope you enjoyed that. Sean.
Yes.
First announcements. We're moving right along here.
We are. We come together every Wednesday night, and it happens to be Wednesday, right? For the paranormal, the spooky, the creepy, and for the guy time. But the most important thing that we do, and we will always do, is build a mental health community. So we want you to get help out there. You can call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. I was going to mention it later on in the show, like shout-outs, mm-hmm. you know, but let's just shout it out now. Our good friend Jerry Pauly mm-hmm. of Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Mm-hmm.
when was it, Sunday, sometime Sunday, mm-hmm. his, what is it called, like pacemaker or defibrillator?
Defibrillator, yeah.
Yeah, did not go off, and he collapsed. And luckily, there was people that knew CPR, I guess, was working on him. And mm-hmm. Then Tracy said that the paramedics got there pretty quickly, and then they took him to the ER, of course. He was in ICU. They had to shock him twice, I think. Shock, you know. Mm-hmm. So, man, he had a whole crew of people. Slew. I'll say slew instead of crew.
He really did.
Worried.
And he had some guardian angels working overtime, it sounds like.
Oh,
so.
Man. Yeah. I was like, Jerry, what are you doing to us? I mean, so, yeah, they had to put him in, induced coma, get his, temperature back up, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, it was low. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what else, Sean? What was the...
They gave him a feeding tube, which sounds like they've taken that out, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up and able to talk now, and he's communicating a little bit.
Yeah. Tracy said that his chest was hurting the other night.
Yeah, I bet.
Or yesterday he was complaining. Yeah,
they
I bet.
CPR correctly, that it always does.
Right? Yeah, I remember him saying that the last time. And, our good buddy Jerry, he has a time with that heart, I tell you. And you know what? What's funny is he has a great heart.
That's great.
He has a healthy heart, but he has a great heart.
He really does. I know when Harrison beat on my chest, it hurt for 4 months.
Did it?
It really did. So the funny thing is I didn't want to bother them because I knew they were just kind of we were trying to keep down communication so they weren't like overwhelmed or anything. But I had sent them this. I wanted them to know all of us were feeling this way. But I said this to both of them on Messenger. Love you guys very much. You have an army at your back. Know you're loved and supported. Love, light, healing, and prayers to you both. Take some comfort in the fact that so many around the globe are thinking about you, supporting you, and praying for you. You both mm-hmm. have touched so many, and I hope you can feel the love, support, and care you've shown all of us. And then I sent them this. This came across actually within the last couple of days, and I sent this to them. I'll read it here in just a minute. But have you seen this?
Uh-huh.
So it's two skeletons mm-hmm. sitting on a swing, which I thought was very appropriate for us. It says, Ernest Hemingway once said, in our darkest moments, we don't need solutions or advice. What we yearn for is simple human connection, a quiet presence, a gentle touch. These small gestures are the anchors that hold us steady when life feels like too much. Please don't try to fix me. Do not take on my pain or push away my shadows. Just sit beside me as I work through my own inner storms. Be the steady hand I can reach for as I find my way. It's a quiet reminder that I'm not alone in this vast, sometimes frightening world. Hold my hand until dawn, helping me to remember my strength. So I thought that was... I did too. And Jerry did. He did respond, and I honestly didn't expect him to respond, but he said thank you. And
that's what I told Nate. I messaged him Monday evening. Mm-hmm. I think it was Monday or Monday afternoon, or Monday night or Monday afternoon. And I just said, "Yeah, I just said, hey, praying for you. You got a lot of people praying for you. I know you'll pull through and all that." And the next day he said, "Thank you, Todd." And I wasn't sure if it was him or Tracy checking messages for him. Mm-hmm. And I messaged Tracy and I said, I messaged Jerry and he responded. All right. So I got a reply. I said, "Was that him actually responding or was it you?" And she's like, "No, it was him." She's like, "He wanted his phone."
Yeah.
And wanted to check texts and messages and all that. And she's like, "He's still kind of out of it, you know." Understandable.
Mm-hmm. And he had told her prepare for the worst kind of thing.
But when I got that, I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, okay. So we love him and Tracy. They're great friends. And I just didn't want to forget to say something.
No.
I was afraid. Like,
I know. I had it in my mind too. And I'm glad we did that early. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I was kind of chomping at the bit. So what you got?
Correct my stupidity.
What?
It's not nocturnal eclipse.
Oh,
awesome.
I mixed the two that I have. It's nocturnal nexus.
Ooh.
And ethereal eclipse.
Ethereal?
Mm. Oh,
sounds deadly.
It does.
And then the other ones are urban legend.
Ooh, okay. I like
and twilight tempest.
Urban twilight legend. Tempest. Urban legend is his podcast, so that makes perfect sense. I love it.
And 80% of the time it works every time.
Every time, right?
Good odds.
Black Panther.
Yeah. It was quite pungent.
It was,
I'm not going to lie, Brian. That's straight gasoline.
It smells like straight up gasoline. That's hilarious.
We better move forward because I'll start quoting.
We'll start doing the outtakes, which is scandalous.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. So, yeah. All right. Nocturnal Nexus.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
Ethereal eclipse.
Ether.
And then Urban Legend and... What was the fourth?
Twilight Temptress.
Yeah.
Or Temptress.
Tempest.
Tempest?
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Again.
We know just rub it on there.
We know this product for backwards, forwards, upside down, that's awesome. Right?
That's awesome. People love you.
I can't take my eyes off you.
I know it. I know it. All right. Special announcements. Again, there are none.
What?
I know.
I feel robbed every time.
I know. That's good. I know. It's like 2 or 3 weeks in a row. Trust me. I always like
maybe the Monroe House.
Yeah.
One of these days.
We'll work on it.
We got people that want to go?
Yeah. So anyway, that's on. Let's see. It's all on that. Ooh, look here, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about?
It's going to be. Well, it's going to be your pick. Yep. So hip, hip, hooray, right? This is going to be Haunted New Mexico. And please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Haunted New Mexico.
Pretty haunted, by the way.
Pretty haunted.
So that's what we should do just for the next shows. Just, I mean, we've hit Indiana a couple times, which we'd need to do that again sometime, right? But we just hit every I can't wait till we get to Haunted Rhode Island.
Haunted Rhode Island.
I'm sure it's out there.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
No, I don't know. I said that.
Well, you know.
I was picking on Rhode Island. And well, there are many
Amityville.
Indiana. Well, right, yeah.
Oh, no. So. Amityville's in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Rhode Island?
Check your local listings.
Not
applicable at Rhode Island.
Well, we only did an episode on it.
Exactly.
I want to say New York, actually, but.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's New York. Oh, you know why I said Rhode Island, that Amityville was in there? Because in Jaws is Amityville.
That's it.
And they're
yes.
in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it.
Right.
I was going to say, there's some connection.
Yep.
Yeah, Long Island. I was going to say, I thought it was wrong.
Yep.
Long Island. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why that makes. Okay, so see, there's.
Well, there. At least I was in some type of horror genre-ish type connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I picked Haunted New Mexico. I went somewhere out west that we haven't been to. You know, we've done Arizona and California and Colorado and all that. And I thought, New Mexico, let's do a New Mexico. So, since it is my pick, I'm going to start.
Do you want to do a foundation?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I love foundation.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were going to do one.
Well, I don't know. So, I pulled it up.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. No, go ahead.
Nuevo Mexico, right? Or in Navajo, it's Huto Hudzo.
That's New Mexico.
That's what it says. Yeah.
Or we could call it.
I think he's
check
making
this
it
out.
Up.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. So New Mexico is a state in the southwestern region of the United States. It is one of the mountain states of the Southern Rocky Mountains, sharing the Four Corners region with Utah, Colorado, and Arizona. It also borders the state of Texas to the east and southeast Oklahoma to the northeast, and shares an international border with the Mexican states of Chihuahua. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cheeseburger.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. I don't know. I'm terrible. And Sonora to the south. New Mexico's largest city is Albuquerque. I can say that. And it's, which does not look like what it's supposed to, but, and its state capital is Santa Fe, the oldest state capital in the U.S., founded in 1610 as the government seat of, here we go, Nuevo México in New Spain.
Excellent. Excellent
like
foundation.
You don't
wow.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Do you speak Spanish?
Not well. Oros con pollo.
You
that's
know I don't
about
speak Spanish.
Food is all I can say. The nickname is the Land of Enchantment.
Oh.
The motto is, it grows as it goes. I did not know that.
Hmm. Sounds like a name for
these are all things I didn't know.
Beard balm.
Right?
Enchanted. What could we call? Enchanted. What? We got to come up with something else.
I'm horrible about
Enchanted antelope.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
You like that?
I think.
Micah, that's an idea. Enchanted antelope.
Or enchanted elk. I don't know.
Smell like an animal of the wild.
And remember, 80% of the time it works every time. Well, thank you, Sean, for that foundation of New Mexico.
Silliness.
New Mexico. So let's get right into the hauntings, okay?
How
about that? I've got the Hotel Park Central location. Hotel Park Central. Visitors to, as I like to call it, Albuquerque. That's right. Albuquerque. High-end Hotel Park Central and its Instagram-worthy rooftop cocktail lounge, Apothecary, Aphecary. Usually I can pronounce words, but I've never seen that word. might not be aware of its history as a location for haunted happenings, but before it was overhauled and made into luxe accommodations, the building spent decades as a hospital, and check this out, and psychiatric facility.
Oh, boy.
I know.
It's got energy.
Yeah, it's got energy. It's not just recent visitors who've been seeing ghostly apparitions either. Former patients of the hospital claim that during their stays, they experienced disembodied voices, objects being moved by unseen forces, and the feeling of constantly being watched. To this day, visitors often have the feeling of being watched too, and a group of ghost hunters supposedly communicated with the spirit of a former patient using a flashlight. So grab a drink, book a room, and keep your eyes and ears peeled. That is the Hotel Park Central.
I like that.
Yeah, good way to start.
Mm-hmm. I've got the St. James Hotel, and it's in Chimarron. This historic hotel has hosted famous figures like Billy the Kid, Annie Oakley, and Black Jack Ketchum. Do you know who Black Jack Ketchum is? Did you guys see that at all when you were looking up stuff?
No.
I'll cover him in a little bit then. And with 26 reported murders on the premises, it's no wonder that guests and staff have experienced paranormal activity, including ghostly apparitions and unexplained noises. At the St. James Hotel.
Hmm. Yeah, they've got a lot of hotels.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I found. Nate, what do you got, sir?
I have the Chemo Theater.
Hey.
Chemotherapy. At the
K-I-M-O.
Wow.
That's rough.
Okay.
One of the state's most famous haunted locations, the story of the ghost that supposedly dwells in the Chemo Theater reads like something straight out of a scary movie. In 1951, a water heater exploded in the theater, killing several people, including a six-year-old boy named Bobby. Huh. His ghost is a poltergeist, a spirit that likes to cause mischief. It's tradition for performers at the Chemo to leave Bobby a small gift or treat, often donuts, to earn his affection and trust so he doesn't interfere with their performance. He supposedly messes with the electricity, opens and closes doors repeatedly, and drops cables and other equipment from the ceiling in order to distract the performers and make them forget their lines. Are the stories true? And is there really a poltergeist that haunts the historic theater? I hope so.
Bum, bum, bum. What was it? Chemo's Theater?
Chemo, yeah. K-I-M-O.
K-I-M-O. Oh, no, that's... Double A-M-C.
Little different.
Aha. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Chemo Theater. I've got one here. And guess what? It's another hotel. Foster's Hotel. How about that? The Wild West is still alive and well through the wandering of three ghosts said to frequent this rugged hotel, saloon, and restaurant in Chama. Guests have reported hearing the sound of a woman said to be a frontier judge who was poisoned in the hotel when several local men took offense to her leadership position. Oh, yeah, back then. Can you imagine? Choking and gasping for breath. Across the hall, the hotel staff has heard a small girl's cries. They believe they are from the ghost of a youth who died there from an illness more than 100 years ago. The specter of a cowboy is also said to wander the hotel's halls. Pair these events with other mysterious sightings, and this hotel, which is located directly across the street from the famed Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad, and you'll have plenty to investigate during your next ghost hunt. That is Foster's Hotel. That's got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm.
Yeah, in Chama.
Sounds like a Chama.
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 Chama, Chama, Chameleon. Oh,
hmm.
That's Chama. Sorry.
Now it's just getting silly, but I like it.
Not us.
So, never. This is okay. If you look up articles on Black Jack Ketchum, they are 1,000 years long. So I will not read any of those. But this says Black Jack Ketchum is captured in New Mexico 125 years ago on August 17th, 1899. In 1899, the criminal career of Thomas Edward, known as Black Jack Ketchum, ended. Tom and his brother, Sam, were members of a gang of outlaws that terrorized Arizona, New Mexico, and West Texas. Tom was born in San Saba County. Sam in Caldwell County. Tom left Texas about 1890, and Sam joined him in New Mexico in 1894. There, the brothers began a life of crime that included killing a merchant in Carrizo and robbing post offices, stagecoaches, trains, and a railroad station. On September 3rd, 1897, the gang held up the Colorado Southern passenger train near Folsom. On July 11th, 1899, apparently without Tom, the gang held up the same train again. Sam was wounded and captured. He died 2 weeks later in prison. Tom, unaware of Sam's failed attempt, tried single-handedly, to rob the same train on August 16th. He was wounded by the conductor and was picked up from beside the tracks the next day. He was sentenced to death and was hung at Clayton, New Mexico on April 26, 1901. The Ketchum gang was blamed for many crimes they may not have committed. Blackjack Ketchum may have inherited the nickname and reputation of Will Blackjack Christian. So he looks like a reputable chap.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw another picture of him.
But they so here, let me
Wait a minute. Why did that? Let me see that again, please.
Here, it looks like this.
What did that say? Oh, yeah. I like how they always, you know, when they had their picture taken.
Uh-huh, they always have to. But here is him getting.
Yeah, that's the picture.
The noose.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure if that was a real picture or.
That's a real picture. Okay. And then, he had a glorious mustache, just like H.H. Holmes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that glorious mustache.
Just like Wild Now that
Rope cultured creature beard Holiday. Bomb mm-hmm. on there, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's your.
Did you have anything on his hanging?
No. Do you have
the
details?
Lore?
Do you have,
yeah.
Oh, go for it. Oh, about like the that was something else that I was just going to bring.
This isn't the haunting; it's just the what happened during his hanging.
Oh, go for it! Yeah.
He apparently, from what I can tell, is married in at Fort Sumter, where Billy the Kid's also buried. He was hanged in 1901. The last official hanging in New Mexico, it occurred before New Mexico became a state. Legend has it that during the hanging, he was decapitated. If you visit the local cemetery, Ouch. It's easy to find his grave. At the time, the cemetery was divided between Catholics and Protestants, and neither group wanted to have Black Jack's remains in their half. So he's buried in a median on the dirt path that snakes its way through the cemetery.
Yeah, he was. You said the last official hanging in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Excellent.
Excellent. I like it.
I like it too. Black. What was his name again? Ketchum.
Ketchum. Not ketchup. Not mustard. Black Jack Ketchum. Yeah, we relish in his something. Story. I guess.
Story. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
He couldn't muster.
Now do mayonnaise. Do mayonnaise.
Yeah.
We're right. Mayonnaise is a lot of people there watching him get
mayonnaise.
That was good. I like that. Yeah. I saw that picture of the hanging part and I thought, is that just kind of reenactment or yeah. It looked real, but I wasn't sure. Good. Nate, you got another story?
Sure. Or Union County Courthouse. Hmm. Reconstructed in 1909 after a tornado tore through the original courthouse. Union County Courthouse today is said to be a hot spot for many. Excuse me. Jeez.
Are you tired there?
You ready for a long bit. Winter's nap?
Hot spot for many cold spots, lingering spirits. Before the new courthouse was built, Black Jack Ketchum's hanging was right in front of the original courthouse. Today, legend has it that Black Jack Ketchum's haunts the halls, headless or not. The jailhouse where he was kept until he met his fate, is said to be ice cold, even to this day. Other reports, sightings have spooked those who still work in the 1909 courthouse. Some say they have seen full silhouettes. Others only have been able to capture orbs surrounding and constantly following them.
I like it. Mm-hmm. What was the name again?
Union County Courthouse.
Union County Courthouse. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah, this Black Jack Ketchum guy.
He keeps coming up, right?
I know. Excellent, Nate. I got the, let's see, Herzstein, H-E-R-Z, Herzstein Museum. So, a visit to northeastern New Mexico is a must for amateur ghost hunters. Free of charge and open Tuesday through Saturday as well as by appointment, the Herzstein Museum is a must-see for history buffs with exhibits focusing on the Santa Fe Trail and the Dust Bowl, as well as rooms restored to look how they did in eras gone by. Even more intriguing. Well, confirmed ghost activity. In March of 2018, a crew of paranormal research investigators spent time in town, and they discovered strange, unexplained noises such as stairs rattling with no one walking on them and poltergeists knocking objects over. In addition to the museum, the group also noted ghost activity at the town's movie theater and the courthouse. If you're in town, the museum proprietors will give you a personalized tour, and that is the Herzstein Museum.
Mm-hmm. Book us a date.
Put that down the list, the state of New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
all of it, right?
Yeah.
Right off Route 66, we'll just start.
That's right.
Always off the beaten path.
Drive
right?
On Route 66.
Oh, yeah.
If I get my Route 44 from Sonic.
Right.
So just 22 more, right?
So I have another place, but wow. I have somebody sent me this. It's hilarious. This is a Thanksgiving Day funny. It says Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving an official holiday in 1863. And it says during the Civil War, Lincoln saw all the fighting and was like, "Yeah, like that, only with cranberry sauce." That's awful. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Funny, not funny, right?
Somebody put on there. I've seen it a couple of times. Said, "What do you say at what? Not what do you?" What don't you say at Thanksgiving or something in four words? And I said, don't talk about politics.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That always, that's a buzzkill. That's funny though. I like that.
Uh-huh. I've got the Lodge Resort and Spa.
Mm.
Originally constructed as a stopover for the Alamogordo and Sacramento Mountain Railway, the lodge burned to the ground in the early 1900s. During the quaint chalet's heyday, Rebecca, a strikingly beautiful chambermaid with red hair, was murdered when her jealousy-stricken lumberjack suitor, man, that is quite a moniker. This is jealousy-stricken lumberjack suitor found her in the arms of another man. Today, the lodge's friendly, though mischievous ghost, has been said to wander the halls, moving furniture, flicking lights on and off, and spontaneously igniting fires in the fireplace. At least he keeps it in the fireplace. Hmm. Some believe Rebecca is searching for a new lover, somebody with a better moniker, right? A new lover or friend who would appreciate her playful nature. The cozy mountain retreat, located 20 miles east of, they're going to make me say it again, Alamogordo, is ideal for curling up with a book by the fire during the winter and striking out for a golf game at the lodge's course during the summer. During your visit, don't miss a hearty meal at the restaurant named after their favorite friendly ghost. Must be Rebecca's.
Hmm.
She looks... Now, this... Do you think that's really her? That looks like somebody... Like a glamour shots in...
I thought that was Luis Mandrell from Mandrell Sisters.
Right? Doesn't that look like...
Yeah, it does. Like
shot from 1990?
Like glamour shots. Yeah.
I think that's like a fake. But
yeah, I think that's...
I mean, she probably looks something like
I wonder if it's the Alamo Gordo. Alamo, because it's spelled the way it's spelled.
Oh, probably.
Alamo
Gordo. I'm sure. I was like,
Alamo Gordo?
It's not as hard as I'm probably making it. I'll say it that way. Right?
Alamo. You're not from around here, are you?
I'm never around here. I'm not from that
it's
quadrant.
It's spelled Alamo Gordo. Yeah. Let's just say Alamo Gordo.
Alamo Gordo.
How about that? That was good. That was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Nate?
Hotel Eklund. The Hotel Eklund experience paranormal activity for yourself if you stay in room 307, which according to local legend is haunted by the ghost of a maid named Irene.
Ooh.
Visitors claim to hear creaking floorboards and that faces are visible in the wallpaper. Even if you're not interested in the creepy aspects of the hotel, you won't be disappointed if you stay. Authentic and traditional architecture especially present in the old dining room and saloon, will transport you straight back into the Wild West.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Go up to the bar and order a milk in a dirty glass.
In a dirty glass. Here you go. Irene, you say?
Irene.
Irene. Hmm.
I may dive into that a little bit and see if I can see what happened to Irene.
Yeah.
Why she haunts there.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Very, very curious about that. We'll come back around to you, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Dawson Cemetery. I wonder if it's from Dawson's Creek. No, it wouldn't be from Dawson's Creek. Dawson was once a coal mining town close to Chimarron, and throughout the beginning of the 20th century, it prospered. Sadly, an accident led to its tragic end. In 1913, an explosion at the mine killed more than 250 men, making it one of the worst coal mining disasters in American history. Another disaster took the lives of 123 miners in 1923. Wow, just 10 years later. And now all that remains of the town is a cemetery. It's got a reputation as one of the most haunted places in New Mexico, and for good reason. It says here, visitors who are brave enough to explore the cemetery at night have reported back with strange findings. Some have seen lights reminiscent of those on the front of mining helmets, ooh, and some have even seen ghostly apparitions wandering among the headstones. The story of Dawson's has gotten the Hollywood treatment. Netflix Emmy-winning award Godless was filmed in New Mexico and based on the mining accident. Oh, interesting. Have you ever heard of that, Godless?
Mm-mm.
Neither.
I have not.
Nate, have you heard that?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it. Netflix. So anyway, there you go. Dawson's Cemetery. Man.
Not great.
No. 250 men in 1913 and then 123 more in 1923. That's, oof. By my calculations, it's 373 men in 10 years. Wow.
That's fast math.
Yeah. Well, I'm a numbers guy, you know.
That's right. I've got Santa Fe La Fonda with a history that dates back almost to the city difference founding 400 years ago. It's no wonder that the inn is fraught with tales of paranormal. In 1857, an unfortunate gambler found himself truly out of luck when a lynch mob took him from the gambling hall and hung him in the hotel's backyard. Today, this patio has been enclosed and is the site of the hotel's La Plazuela restaurant. Rumor has it that guests have seen what appears to be the shadow of a man swinging from a tree while dining there. 10 years later, territorial justice was transplanted from the courthouse to La Fonda's lobby when the Honorable John P. Slough, Chief Justice of the Territorial Supreme Court, was shot there. Guests claim they have sighted the judge in his long black coat wandering the hotel today. A young bride who was murdered on her wedding night by a jealous ex-lover, it's a lot of that going around, is also said to haunt the wedding suite. The hotel, which is located at the end of the Santa Fe Trail, is an icon of Santa Fe style inside and out, with its southwestern decor and multi-tiered adobe exterior. During your stay, stop in the hotel bar for a late-night drink if you dare, right? The ghost of a cowboy might pull up a bar stool next to you.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
Say,
you know, tall drink of water. Right.
Let's say, and say, what do you got there? What do you want, sir? Name your poison?
That's right. Pick your poison, right?
Pick your poison. That's right. I knew it was something like that. I haven't said that in a while. What was the name of the place again?
The La Fonda.
La Fonda.
La Fonda. Your Fonda La Fonda.
Is that the Nissan La Fonda GT?
Yes.
La Fonda.
It absolutely is.
In a four-door sedan. I have no idea why.
You're like,
it sounds like a car.
I don't know.
Like Le Mans and the La Fonda. Nate, how's it going over there?
I haven't found anything more on Maid Irene other than this one saying the same thing as her being in room 307. But I did find, I don't know if this is the current owner or whatnot, but talking about some stories, and one she said is my personal favorite is the time a couple stayed because the wife had a terrible migraine. In the morning, she thanked her husband for the wonderful way he had caressed her head throughout the night, relieving the headache. He denied having done anything.
Oh.
Maybe she was touched by an angel.
Or a devil.
Yeah, baby.
Let me see here.
Do I make you Randy?
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But we like it.
Okay, so Jeanette, her family goes back generations in Clayton. When the Eklund became available, they turn it into innkeepers. Or they turn into innkeepers. That's not their only connection with the Eklund. Her family recounts a gunfight in the saloon when her great uncle, Cipriano, worked behind the iconic Belly Up bar. He shot a man dead after the ruffian knocked her great grandfather unconscious.
No.
So yeah, she's a
ruffian.
Tied to it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story. Good information. Draw a blank. I was going to ask you a question. I can't remember.
Hmm.
Oh, there's bullet holes in the tin ceiling.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Picking on a great grandfather, huh? Or it was a grandfather.
Great grandfather.
Great grandfather.
Yeah. Great.
Man, that's I like that. Thanks for looking that up, Nate. Anything else on it? Before I move, I don't want to skip you.
No.
Or let me skip past more information.
Yeah, I'm just skimming through this real quick. Okay. That's pretty much all it says.
I like that. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Las Cruces, mm-hmm. New Mexico. This is the Donna Anna County Courthouse and Jail. So it could be Donna Anna or Donna Anna.
I think I like Donna Anna.
I like a Donna Anna, too.
Donna.
Donna.
Hey, I like a Donna Anna. Okay. Anyway, it's the Donna Anna County Courthouse and Jail. Oh, boy. The good old Ghost Adventures, a popular paranormal show on the Travel Channel, helped put this southern New Mexico building in the national spotlight where paranormal activity is concerned. Built in 1937, this courthouse is no longer in use, but never fear. It remains an attraction due to its reputation as a hotbed of paranormal happenings. The location of many deaths over the years, the building has been unused since 2008. Ghost hunters and paranormal investigators have made a point to stop in, and some say they've encountered an unknown, violent entity. In addition, shadowy apparitions have been seen, and people have also reported feeling cold spots in the building, a surefire sign of ghost activity, according to believers. Other creepy occurrences? A repeat visitor to the site states that he has been scratched by an invisible hand, and he has witnessed a jail cell door closing on its own.
Oh, that's cool.
Hmm. The Donna Anna
Donna
County
Anna.
Courthouse and Jail
Donna
in Las Cruces.
Dun, 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 dun.
I like that.
There you go. So I have something that we could do a completely different show about. Did you guys see how many ghost towns? We've talked about a few of these areas, or at least some of the places that we're talking about are close to some of these. But do you know how many ghost towns are in New Mexico?
Mm-mm.
400.
Oh, wow.
Is that insane? So New Mexico ghost towns, it says, this is a quote, it says, they are ghost towns now, but in the late 1800s, each had a moment of glory that blazed and died like a sudden flame. Most were mining towns where men lusted after the earth's riches, gold, silver, turquoise, copper, lead, and coal. A few were farming communities that flourished for a time and mysteriously fell silent. Literally hundreds of towns not only died, they vanished. But by some estimates, New Mexico is home to more than 400 ghost towns. Most are nothing more than a few foundations and some occasional mining equipment. But traces of many linger on, haunting ties to days that used to be. They molder into oblivion, their shells of buildings like specters against the sky. These towns that witness some of America's most romantic and rapacious history. And if you listen, you can hear the names of fabled minds whispered on the wind. Bridal Chamber, Confidence, Little Hell, Calamity Jane, Hard Scrapple, Mystic Lode, Lode, I'm not sure about that. North Home.
Loud?
I think so. Loud. Mystic Loud. It's L-O-D-E.
Oh, L-O-D-E.
L-O-D-E. So
I was thinking L-O-D-E. I said Lode.
Lode, I don't know.
Yeah, Lode.
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 North Homestake, Little Fanny, That sounds like a fun place to be. Spanish bar. If you look, you can read the names of legendary people written in the dust. Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Russian Bill. Toppy Johnson. Roy Bean. Butch Cassidy. Madam Varnish. Blackjack Ketchum. I've never heard of that guy until tonight. Mangus Coloradus. Billy the Kid. And James, not Clooney, but Cooney. This says more than a score of these towns have enough life in spite of the ravages of vandals and weather to be interesting to the special breed of humans whose eyes light up at the mention of them. Quite a few towns have a number of inhabitants. Please respect their privacy. Many are on private property. And if you go down, it shows like where they're all at. It's just, it's pretty wild, but it goes from each region and it talks about each one of them. So like there's Hagen, Cerrillos, Madrid, Golden, Elizabethtown, Colfax, Lama Parda, Dawson, like you talked about the cemetery, mm-hmm. Montoya, Ancho, Duran, Lincoln. But it just goes on and on. I mean, there's just a bazillion of them. Shakespeare is one of them.
Wow.
But yeah, so there's a ton. Okay. But yeah, we could do, I mean, we'd be here all night.
Sounds like it. Hmm. But Nate doesn't want us here all night.
Why not?
Or maybe he does.
He got some days off.
Oh, I don't care.
He didn't care.
He needs some more days off.
Nate's like, you guys stay up as late as you want. I'm going to bed.
I'll
be upstairs.
A little quick story. Do you know that Michael Biehn, the actor that played Johnny Ringo in Tombstone, he is related to the Biehns that, you know, that my daughter dates?
No Colin way. Are JT. You serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to joke about
that. He's like a fourth cousin. Yeah. Something like that.
He's like, did the Biehns say, we don't want to brag.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah.
Bean.
Did you tell him I don't want to hear anything unless you have a connection to the Tombstone?
That's right. that's and also, friend. You said a name with the last name of Bean. How's it spelled?
B-E-A-N.
Oh.
So it was not, yeah, theirs is B-E-E-N-E. No, is that right?
No, it's B-I-E.
Oh, it's no, that's right.
Bean.
Bean.
Oh, sorry, JP.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nobody spells
it. Shout out to JP.
It's like
Emily and exactly. Colin.
Is that Smith?
No, and Reagan.
It's Smythe, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, another story. Did I tell you when I heard Reagan's name? That's Colin's younger sister. And I said, it makes sense. But I said, did you name her after Reagan on The Exorcist?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the president.
That's who she was named after. It was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald.
I'm thinking one track mind here. I'm thinking horror, paranormal. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that makes sense. It makes a lot more sense than Reagan from The Exorcist. Jeez. Oh, anyway. That's all right. Mm. Nate, you got anything else?
Yeah.
I'll probably wrap it up after.
I have the Luna Mansion. A visit to.
You say Luna or Una?
Luna.
Sorry, I cannot hear. Okay, sorry. Luna.
A visit to Valencia.
Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia County just isn't complete without a tour of the Luna Mansion. Mm. Built in the 1880s, it's a unique building, being the only known Victorian-style structure made of traditional abode. It was built as a gift from the Santa Fe Railroad in exchange for access through the extensive land holdings of the Luna and Otero families. And visitors today who often come to experience the site's rich history and the delicious restaurant are surprised by the sight of a ghost. The ghost is supposedly that of, let me see how my Mexican is.
Mexican. you want to rephrase that as a question?
Josefita Otero?
Sounds like you nailed it.
Okay.
Who died during renovations to the mansion in 1951. Since she has left so much unfinished business, she's said to be still hanging around the home. Her spirit is often seen sitting in her rocking chair or walking up and down the mansion's expansive staircase.
That's creepy.
Not expensive, expansive.
Expansive with an A. Could be expensive, though.
It probably is. It
probably
is. If it's labeled as a mansion.
It's costly.
The creepy rocking chair. That always, always a little eerie.
Creaky, creepy.
Creaky, creepy, yeah. Excellent story, Nate. I'm going to finish it off since this is my, I started it and I'm going to end it.
Finish my episode.
This is a quick one. This one's called the High Noon Restaurant and Saloon. Yeah. All right. Constructed.
Good sound effects. I like
it. You like that? Constructed in the 1750s and once a brothel, High Noon Restaurant and Saloon is now best known for its steaks. Ooh, sounds good. Local cuisine and the lady in white dress who is sometimes seen in the restaurant's Santos room. There are also reports of a variety of unexplained sounds heard in the restaurant, and bartenders have even seen glasses sliding across the bar and floating through the air at night. That is the High Noon Restaurant and Saloon.
Now, is that high stakes?
Could have been. They didn't say steaks were flying through the air, but it could be. It could. That would be high stakes, Nate. I like where you're going with that. Can you imagine that, though, if you see drinking glasses floating through the air or sliding across the bar?
It would be kind of weird.
It would be a little different, yeah.
It's very Disney.
Although it'd help. I mean, maybe they're just trying to help get the people getting their drinks, you know? Right. You know how they slide it down the bar anyway, so, yeah.
You remember Sword and Stone where Merlin, like, has the magic so it takes care of all the chores and stuff so that he can take, what's his name, Wart or whatever out and, like, show him how to do whatever. Don't know what you don't remember that one. It's basically King. It's a fun little Disney story of King Arthur and King and Excalibur. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
No,
but, yeah, don't. You don't remember that.
I think I've only watched it once.
Oh, I've watched it. It's one of my favorites. That Robin Hood and like Dumbo and all the stuff. I've watched.
Did you call Nate
Dumbo?
You were looking right at him.
Dumbo. I mean, Nate.
I like Cinderella. I like the mice.
Cinderella. Cinderella. What do you want now, you jerks? Oh, you little.
Gus. Yeah. Leave the sewing to the women. You go get the trimming. That's what I. That's so sexist.
Cinderella.
Men can sew, not.
What's the cat's name? That cat, man.
Oh, man. I can't. Ooh.
It's
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
It's Lucifer.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I had to. Lucifer. Lucy.
Mean little turd.
No, it ain't called Lucy. Just Lucifer.
But. Yeah, they have to sneak around that
Lucifer,
cat.
You mean old cat.
He is.
Mean old thing. Mean. I forget.
Jerk, man. Jerk face. Well, I hope the creepies enjoyed Haunted New Mexico. Man, they have a lot of places. There's more places I found. There's
an abundance.
A ton.
Yeah. Could have done 20 minis on this.
Uh-huh. That's a big state, right?
Well, that was fun. A lot of places. We'll check out sometime. Nate, or what's your name? Sean. He's got on the list.
Shawnee.
Coming off of that, I'm going to say a middle-aged moment.
You're correct. This is some Billy Joel.
We didn't start the fire?
No, I tried that. But remember when I couldn't get my lips around that, all those words? And the rapid fire pace. Mm-hmm. No, this is Worst Comes to Worst. You guys know that song? Worst Comes to Worst.
That's what I say backwards.
So you're going to like this because it's today I'm living like a rich man's son. Tomorrow morning I could be a bum. It doesn't matter which direction though. I know a woman in New Mexico.
Mm.
Worst comes to worst. I'll get along. I don't know how, but sometimes I can be strong. And if I don't have a car, I'll hitch. I got a thumb, and she's a son of a, you know what, son of a biatch. I will do. That's close enough to it. That probably didn't help, did it?
It didn't help.
You want me to start that over again?
That's all right.
I'll do my writing on my road guitar and make a living at a piano bar. Oh, worst comes to worst, I'll get along. I don't know how, but sometimes I can be strong. Ooh, lighting and thunder flashed across the roads we drove upon. Oh, but it's clear skies we're under when we're together when I sing the song. Worst comes to worst, I'll get along. I don't know how, but sometimes I can be strong. Fun ain't easy if it ain't free. Too many people got a hold on me. But I know something they don't know. I know a woman in New Mexico. Oh, worst comes to worst, I'll get along. I don't know how, but sometimes I can be strong.
Mm.
It's a good song. Not one of his more well-known, but I was like, gosh, there's got to be some songs out there. And there, what was another one? I can't think of his name all of a sudden. Dang it. It's Albuquerque. And I'm like, how in the world? I don't know that I've ever heard. Have you ever heard the song Albuquerque?
Yes.
It's, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. So Neil Young. That's how I had to think about him. So it's Neil Young. But I'm like, as you listen to Albuquerque, and maybe I've heard it before, but it's kind of the worst.
Like Neil Young.
It's kind of the worst song ever. Because it's done. He must have been in Albuquerque.
He's a terrible singer.
I'm going to. Well, I know, but the lyrics are just terrible. And it's like, who makes a song about Albuquerque? It's just
about
like
Albuquerque.
Sorry, not sorry, Neil.
I know. I'm just not a big fan of him. Not a big fan of him, period, but I'm not a big fan of his musical talent.
The lyrics to Albuquerque would be good, and I almost picked it, but I'm like, it's just not a good song to sing. It talks about Santa Fe and Albuquerque. I was like, okay, New Mexico, and I'm like, okay, that could work, but
excellent.
It's kind of not worth it.
Excellent job, Sean.
You
excellent
like
job.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I nailed it. I'm on a good hot streak again. Picking which one you're going to do.
You're doing very well, I would say.
Should keep stats. I'm about 98.7%.
Pretty darn close to
80% of the time.
80% of the time. I get it all the time. That's right, Nate. That is right. Oh, hey, look here. Thank you, by the way, Sean, for that.
Oh, no problem.
Shout-outs. Nate, do you have any shout-outs this week?
I do. We went and saw a fantastic band for the second time. When was that, Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
The Midnight Red Eye Band. They are fabulous. A little shout out to them.
Yeah, you guys, I remember you.
We festival song. During the summer that we went to see them in Carmel. It was really good.
What are they
Street
called
festival.
Again?
Midnight Red Eye Band.
Pretty good, huh?
Trey's the lead singer. I work with him.
Where did
He's
you
PT.
See him at? What's the place this past time?
Just now. It was Joe's Grill.
Where's that at?
It's in Westfield.
Westfield, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I'm unsure where those at. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, you're way up.
And then we're what is it? North. 8 Second Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little closer to us. That'll be December month. December 7th. Yeah, and it's going to be like cowboy.
What are they saying? Like, what's their...
Western, like country western.
Country music.
Is it?
It's mixed. Well, that, but it's also 90s. It's a mix.
Yeah, when they're playing at a normal place, it's mixed stuff. They play some alternative and stuff like that. But then when they play at 8 Seconds, because it's a...
Yeah.
Country bar.
Yeah, they're going to do all the heat. They set up the whole country, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Went there for my brother's 40th birthday party. Yeah, that was fun. That was 25 years ago.
What you remember of it?
Yeah, well, I do remember. I do remember. There's a few other people that don't remember. Namely, the birthday boy, probably.
Yeah.
Cool. I like to go see them. I like
you would
bands.
You would like them very much. So they have a fiddler.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. On the roof.
I was going to say.
It's a she. I can't remember her name. She's from Spain, so it's like a Spanish-sounding name, but she's...
Lucinda.
Something like that.
Rodriguez.
Her parents,
I have no idea.
I guess, came the other night, and he said that they speak very broken English, or not very, you know, so he said it's hard to... They're very sweet, and they're very, you know, like, they enjoy their music, mm-hmm. but he's like, I really can't communicate very well with them. But then my cousin also saw a picture of the band the last time we saw him, and she's like... Hey, the fiddler, that girl is her oldest daughter's best friend, or one of her best friends.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought, and I was. She goes, small world.
Yeah, small world.
She's like, I knew she was part of a band, but.
Cool. Well, maybe I can check them out sometime.
You would enjoy them very much.
You know, it'd be nice if I was invited. But
Come to the 8 Second Saloon.
I'm totally
8 Second Saloon.
I'm completely kidding.
Woo-woo.
Maybe.
You need to follow them on Facebook.
Maybe I don't want to.
You don't have to. There.
Thank you, Nate, for your shout out. Shout out, Sean. Do you have any shout outs?
I just wanted to shout out Happy Turkey Day to the Creepies. Family, friends, and Creepies.
Even though they'll hear this
same thing, right?
In 2 or 3 weeks.
That's true. So, and then get ready for Christmas.
Yeah. By the time you hear this, it'll be.
Yeah, right. I know. That's
be
good
like
point.
New Year's.
Yeah. No, this is a belated Happy Turkey Day and to Christmas. Happy holidays. Let's say it that way.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
I don't have any shout-outs. I'll just shout-out again to Jerry and Tracy Polly. Hope for his recovery, and he needs to because we need him in our lives, and everybody needs him in our lives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In their life. So I don't have any shout-outs. Well, you know what? I'll shout-out to the people that prepare the food that I'm about to eat tomorrow. So
yeah, shout God out bless to them. Right?
Yeah,
don't poison
a
it.
Lot of effort. That's right.
Don't poison.
Oh, look here, Todd. You've got a sponsor to read. Okay, Todd. Here it is. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship. Scott and Corey, love you guys. Appreciate it. And I nailed
we
it again.
We love them. Yes, mm-hmm. Of course you did.
I haven't seen them in a
you're
while.
You're the best.
I haven't seen them in
it's
a couple
been a
of
minute.
Years. That's the way it is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care. But
I would say, do you really care, Nate? You don't care at all, do you? Just admit it. You
stop,
don't care.
Stop, stop.
Yeah. They're fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I said 2 months. That's not true because I saw them in mid-October.
Yeah.
When I went to the craft fair. So when I was by myself that you guys didn't show up. But that's all right. I don't
Scott
you know,
posted
I don't,
a picture.
I don't remember those things.
Scott posted.
Yeah, whatever, Nate. Work.
Yeah. When this drops, this will be like, oh, it was weeks and weeks ago. But Scott posted a picture of his dad. Was
yeah.
Was talking very
yeah,
fondly
missed
of him. And that he missed him.
I
and
get
I was
it.
Like, oh, you look a lot like your dad. That's cool.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now well, we know how that is.
His dad would be very proud of him.
My dad's been gone 20 years, and man, I miss him.
Yeah.
So, especially around the holidays. So, anyway, thank you for your sponsorship. And moving on, second announcements, Sean.
You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and Rumble. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. Please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
Excellent job.
So go get you some of us.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you like that?
Good job.
We didn't record that one, did we? Over and over.
Good mm-hmm. job, Sean.
Maybe we should do those two. That's one more thing for you to insert.
Probably. That is. We might do that, actually. Hmm. Might do that. Just have you
it's
read
a great
it.
Idea.
Sean's like,
I'm full of ideas. No, I'm not.
Do you like reading it, or do you, would you?
Oh,
would you
I don't know. I don't mind at all, honestly.
Okay.
It's whatever's easiest for Nate. Is it easier for me to read it or for you to record it and drop it
you
in?
You don't care. Here, I'm speaking for you.
He don't care. He's like, I better say I don't care. I don't care.
Be more work for him if he had to edit it in, but
yeah,
edited it in.
I'm open to whatever. Sound I don't like mind. I don't honestly don't mind reading them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just curious.
A little flavor.
Just curious. Hey, moving on. Nate,
mm-hmm.
Can you help us out, brother?
I didn't know if anybody knew Mexico because I didn't. That's a wrap.
Gosh. Wow.
Play on some words.
Wow. You know, I was going to say, man, that's a reach, but it's good.
It's still good. Not bad. Once you, you let it in, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Let it breathe.
Let it fester
marinate
a little bit.
A little bit.
Fester, that's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 195 and our discussion on haunted New Mexico. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.